at Nuclear Politics has a map now of where they see the election for the House. And I've got to be honest, I'm quite surprised. 223 for the Republicans, 180 for the Democrats, and 32 toss-ups. Well, most of those toss-ups are going to go to the Republicans. I think the number is going to be higher based on the math that I've done, right? I think the math is going to favor the Republicans even more. I mean, when you see Rhode Island's 2nd district in there, Virginia's 7th district in there, New York 3-4, New Hampshire 1, I mean, Maryland 6. It is quite stunning. Quite stunning. There are numerous blue seats to the red side. Numerous. And then you look at Michigan's 10th congressional district here. No, excuse me, 10th congressional district, yes. John James, almost sure to win. Almost sure to win and be a member of Congress finally. Finally break through, right? John James is going to break through and win that seat. That's an important pickup for Michigan, I believe. And then you look at Michigan 7 and Michigan 8. I mean, Michigan 7 is leaning Republican. And Michigan 8 is a toss-up. I mean, it's just so you've got all of these, and it looks like Peter Meyer will hold on. I thought that he was sure to lose. They've got Michigan 7th as a toss-up, Michigan 8th as a toss-up. But I believe the Republicans win both that one, defeat Alyssa Slotkin, defeat Dan Kildee. John James goes to Congress. Peter Meyer remains in Congress. So these are the kind of, I mean, these are really critical seats. And in the 11th district, Andy Levin and Haley Stevens are battling it out. It's a D district. It was a 20-point D district. But the 10th, it's a Republican district, right? The 8th, Dan Kildee, it's a district that Joe Biden won by less than 2 points, right? So that's a very dangerous place. The 7th district, a place that Biden won by 1 point, very dangerous for them. Biden won the 3rd congressional district by 11 points, still doesn't matter. Peter Meyer is still the person, leans GOP, they say, which is strange, right? So there you go. There you go. Big changes is my point. All across this country, and I think they're not, I don't think they have nearly enough seats in the toss-up range. I don't. I mean, you look at districts like, Colorado 8th. Biden won by 5 points. It's very likely to flip to the Republicans. Colorado 8, right? That's just one that's going to go over. You look at Oregon seats there are Oregon seats, believe it or not, that are Oregon 4, could flip Republican. These are places that nobody ever, ever would have thought were going to be contested at all. New Jersey's 11th. Leans Dem, but see these lean Dem seats? Leans how much? Leans to $5 a gallon gas? Probably not. Probably not. $5 gas is not going to lean anybody in any direction. My prediction is still more than 50 seats. More than 50 to the Republicans. So if they took an even 50, it would be 268 to 167. 100-seat advantage. And that would mean that the agenda from this clown car convention in Washington, over. Senate races, I still believe the Republicans will come out with 5 wins that day. I haven't changed my mind about it. I'm going to stay with it. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. It's too much working against Joe Biden. I mean, he's a buffoon. He's a complete... Can describe America in one word. Yeah. Nice job, Joe. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, hey, hit him with bite five one more time there, Nathan. Bite five, Joe Biden describing America in one word. Here it is.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him... Excuse me.
Excuse me. Nice work, Joey.
One word. Excuse me.
I mean, come on. Again, this is the guy with the nuclear football that should instill you with great confidence. Great confidence. I mean, are you? What do you do with that? All right, some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show, or straight ahead. Don't forget to check it out at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. Always catch up on what's going on. I'll be right back.
Recently, I spent time with a group of young people who were hearing impaired and deaf. This is Johnny Erickson Tata, and I'd like to pass on some tips on how you can reach out to people who are deaf. First, talk directly to the deaf person and not to the sign language interpreter. Second, if the deaf person speaks and you don't understand, don't pretend that you know what he said. Instead, ask him to repeat his statement or write it down. Third, be careful not to cover your face. Many deaf friends rely partially on lip reading in order to understand what you're saying. Also, don't talk too fast. Be patient, even if it takes a while to converse. And lastly, don't yell. Sometimes people even yell at those of us in wheelchairs, and that can be embarrassing. But most importantly, don't back away. Don't be shy. These are just some deaf etiquette tips for you, and there's more at disabilitycampaign.org.